Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made, Bible Stories for Children. Last time, we followed Joseph to Egypt. Even though he faced many hard things, being far from home, being treated unfairly, even going to prison, Joseph never stopped trusting God. Today, we'll see what happens when Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, has a troubling dream. Could this be the moment Joseph's waiting for? Let's find out together. While Joseph was still in prison, 2 full years had passed. Life went on in Pharaoh's palace, and Pharaoh's cupbearer seemed to have forgotten all about Joseph. But God hadn't. Then one night, Pharaoh had a dream, a very strange one. In his dream, he saw 7 fat, healthy cows standing by a river. Suddenly, 7 thin, ugly cows came and ate the fat cows, but they didn't look any fuller afterward. Pharaoh woke up, confused. He fell asleep again and had another dream. This time, 7 full, healthy heads of grain were growing on one stalk. Then 7 thin, dry heads appeared and swallowed up the healthy ones. When Pharaoh woke up, he was very troubled. No one in all of Egypt could explain what the dreams meant. His wise men and magicians tried, but they had no answers. That's when the cupbearer suddenly remembered something. He told Pharaoh about a young man he had met in prison, someone who had interpreted dreams exactly right. Pharaoh quickly sent his servants to get Joseph. Joseph was brought out of the prison, cleaned up, and brought before the king. Joseph listened carefully as Pharaoh explained his dreams. Joseph didn't guess or make things up. He made it clear that only God could give the true meaning of dreams, and Joseph trusted God to do just that. God showed Joseph what the dreams meant. There would be 7 good years in Egypt, with plenty of food for everyone. But after that, there would be 7 years of famine, when nothing would grow and people would go hungry. Joseph also explained what Pharaoh should do. He needed to save food during the good years so that Egypt would have enough during the bad years. Pharaoh could see that God had given Joseph great wisdom. He decided to make Joseph a leader in Egypt, second only to Pharaoh himself. Joseph, once a prisoner, was now in charge of preparing the whole country for what was coming. God had been preparing him for this moment all along. Let's take a moment to reflect. Have you ever waited a really long time for something? How do you think Joseph felt waiting in prison for so long? What do we learn about God's timing from this story? Even when it seems like nothing is happening, God is always working behind the scenes. Joseph waited 2 whole years, but when the time was right, God opened the door. And not just any door, the palace door. Sometimes when we feel forgotten or stuck, it doesn't mean God isn't paying attention. He sees everything, and he knows the perfect time to act. What an incredible story! From the prison to the palace, Joseph trusted God every step of the way, and God used his gifts to help an entire nation. Next time, We'll see what happens when Joseph's brothers come to Egypt looking for food. Will Joseph recognize them? Will he forgive them after all they did? You won't want to miss it. Until then, remember, God's timing is perfect, and you are wonderfully made. Bye for now.